Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM. What? It's not Friday? Oh, it's Tuesday. Well, I got something different for you.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Okay, all joking aside, number one, welcome to the show today. And yes, I do know it is not Friday, but we continuously do the exact same thing. Tuesday we do long form, Friday we do short form. Tuesday we do long form, Friday we do short form. So I was thinking about it and said, hey, how about we do short form for this Tuesday and we'll go long form on Friday. Of course, a lot of things going on this week. If you're in the United States of America, the inauguration is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday. And of course, if you got to hang out with us last week at the Hop Summit, Hop 2021, fun times going on during those times. So a lot of conversations, a lot of things going on last week, talking about human and organizational performance, also talking about psychological safety and some changes that we're seeing inside of the industry. A lot of things changing overall. Let's just be realistic on what is going on. But today, I wanted to talk about something entirely differently. I didn't want to talk about safety. I didn't want to talk about a conference. I didn't want to talk about a class coming up. I didn't want to talk about an inauguration coming up. I wanted to talk about something different for a moment. And it's the way that things change depending on the people that you hang around. So let's talk about this for a moment. Whenever you hang out with someone and share your energy with them, you're not giving them energy, but receiving their energy in exchange as well. The very basic law of energy is that it moves in circles. Every time you allow someone in your energy field, you are creating an energetic connection with them. If you're not aware, you start absorbing all the programs and beliefs of the other person without even realizing it. Be extremely conscious of whom you're establishing an energetic connection with, because people come with their own emotional baggage. Maturity is being in control of the energetic connection you create with others and not hanging out with just everybody as a part of it. Honor your energy and be aware of the people you hang around. Now think about this for a moment. Think about how your views from time to time will change varying around the people that you hang around. They always tell you that if you take a look at your five closest friends, that's exactly what you'll end up being. I don't mean that in a good way or in a bad way, but just depending on how you look at it. So whatever you want your outcomes to be, sometimes you have to depend on it based on the energy. Yeah, we'll use the word energy for this conversation. But the energy that you're sharing among others. And now take a look at that in a bigger point of view. That can be anything from the way you discuss certain subject matters to the way that certain things go forward. And I'm talking a little bit about everything here. I normally specifically take a look at this, especially when I'm thinking about the way that I look at safety, on how my circle of friends have changed throughout the years based on the belief system that I had at one point to the belief system that I have now in the world of safety. Now, those belief systems, of course, always change, and you're always looking for actual science to prove the point. At least that's the way that I look at it. Anyway, something different for today. Now, don't worry. On Friday, we will do the long form of the show. We'll be there with you to be able to do so. Anyways, hopefully you enjoyed it here today. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.